Hi, Ted.
Recently, there was a major recall of frozen berries at one of the major supermarket chains. And it turns out I've been eating this recalled lot for probably a couple of months.
Uh-oh.
There was a chance of contamination with hepatitis A. So anyway, I haven't felt any symptoms whatsoever. Feel healthy and everything. However, I did have my blood test recently.
Good.
And my C-reactive protein was at 3.06, which is above the recommended range.
It is. It's not the worst ever.
Than normal that I've had. And also my monocytes, whatever those are, were just a bit high at 1.1.
Yeah.
Do I have anything to worry about?
Not from those two markers, no, but you do have something to worry about that does not have to do with hepatitis A, and that's the C-reactive protein. As you know, that's a marker of inflammation throughout the body.
And it's historically been low, below one.
Yeah. And one of the first things I always think about, even though there's some list somewhere, 14 different things that are totally natural to get down the C-reactive protein, my favorite on that list is good old fish oil, sir, because it's worked every time I've had people try it, and they come back, get another test, what do you know, it's normal now. But more importantly than that, those omega-3 fatty acids, the DHA type particularly, help us to rebuild brain cells in the memory area of the brain, and I could use some of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking quite a bit of the omega-3s and fish oil.
What's quite a bit, sir?
Well, I'm not sure what the capsules are. They're the ones from Life Extension.
Okay, they're
in the morning, one in the afternoon, plus at least a couple of tablespoons of olive oil and fairly Mediterranean diet.
Well, the olive oil is good for us, no question. It helps, for example, promote the anticarcinogenic testosterone. That's known. But, sir, 3 capsules of fish oil is not quite a bit. I'm not kidding. If you were to take those capsules and put a hole in them and squeeze it out into a tablespoon, it would take you between, I'm not kidding, hold on to your capsules, 12 and 15 capsules to fill that tablespoon. I am not kidding. They do not have a large volume in them. And almost always, if a person starts, for example, with just 1 tablespoon of fish oil a day, and it is a tablespoon, and if you don't like the taste, you stick it in a smoothie or put some lemon in it to get it lemon-flavored or whatever you'd like. And by the way, you probably noticed they got blackberry-flavored fish oil and all kinds of flavored fish oil for the little kids at the health food stores. So anyway,
take the taste. That doesn't bother me.
Okay, you do that, and you always have to keep yourself covered with, keep the fish oil covered with a vitamin E capsule. Every tablespoon gets a 400-unit capsule of vitamin E that mixed to tocopherols, because the one problem that high levels of fish oil can cause, unless you go past six tablespoons and start to bleed or something, I don't mean that at all.
Right.
But it can cause what's called lipid peroxidation because they're unsaturated fatty acids, and that takes literally years and years to develop, but who needs that? So a tablespoon of fish oil and a capsule of vitamin E, that's usually a 400 or 500 mixed tocopherol, and you go back and just get your C-reactive protein measured, usually about after 6 to 8 weeks, and almost always, sir, it's rarely that it fails. Well, you know, it's now under control, and here's the thing. Then what you can do is you can try tapering down. Okay, I don't want to use a whole tablespoon for the rest of my life. I think I'll try 2 teaspoons. And you wait 6 or 8 weeks, you measure your C-reactive protein, and if it's okay, you can try tapering down some more. And if it starts coming back up again, you just go back up on your dose. It's a self-measurement thing.
It still doesn't make sense to me, though, is my C-reactive protein has always been below 1, and I'm on the same diet that I was a year and 2 years ago. And so it's made this spike recently without any change in diet. So that's what confuses me.
It would confuse me, too, because hepatitis is not known unless it's an acute, I hurt infection. It's not known to cause inflammation. It just sits there and causes problems, but it takes decades.
So it's something else is going on, infection-wise, would you say?
I would say so, sir.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm waiting to hear from my doctor, so I'll talk to him next week. Thank you very much.
Good idea, sir. You need to get all the opinions you can and decide what to do.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. Thanks for your great program.
Well, thank you for calling, sir.